Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to numerous calls reporting a fire and explosion with people trapped in a garage at a residence in the 1100 block of L Street in Eureka on Sunday afternoon. When firefighters reached the scene, they found smoke and fire coming from a garage unit on the property. Fire crews made entry and quickly knocked the fire down. They then searched the garage for any victims, and no one was found inside. Witnesses reported seeing a man leave the garage just before the explosion and fire. An investigation determined the cause of the fire to be a honey oil hash lab, and the fire was extinguished within 20 minutes. Crews were on scene for more than an hour doing overhaul operations. Eureka Police responded to the scene, and the POP team has opened an investigation into the hash lab. There were no injuries reported. A single-car collision on Highway 101 in Richardson's Grove on Saturday left one man dead and a second man in the hospital with major injuries. The CHP reports that the two victims were found on the west side of the 101 after they were ejected from their Honda sedan sometime on Saturday. The CHP has not determined at what time the collision occurred, but both men were thrown from the car. One man suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene, while the second man was first taken to Gerald Phelps Hospital and later flown to Santa Rosa for treatment. The cause is under investigation, and impairment may have played a role in the collision. Neither man has been identified by the CHP, and that's the 26th traffic fatality on county roads this year. The sheriff's office has opened an investigation into the events surrounding the death of 44-year-old Rio Dell resident Aaron Kaufelt, whose body was found in the Eel River last week. Kaufelt was drinking with a group of people on the river bar and remained at the scene after the others had left. It's still unclear how Kaufelt ended up in the river, and an autopsy has been scheduled for tomorrow to determine a cause of death. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Eureka Police Department continues its investigation into a shooting in Eureka last week that sent a woman to the hospital with two non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. The incident took place in the 1000 block of E Street, and the victim was able to identify her assailant as Stephen Upton, a man well known to local law enforcement and a man with a lengthy criminal record, and who had fled the scene prior to police arrival. Upton wasn't on the run for long, however. He was pulled over by a Trinity County Sheriff's deputy on Highway 36, and the deputy recognized Upton from the pictures posted to social media sites. Eureka Police drove to Trinity County and took Upton into custody. He was booked into county jail on Friday on suspicion of attempted murder. The victim is expected to make a full recovery. Sheriff's deputies arrested a man wanted on a warrant for attempted murder and took him into custody last week. The sheriff's office had been searching for 44-year-old Charles Huntsinger, who was wanted in connection with a stabbing attack on his brother that sent the man to the hospital with several stab wounds. The victim was able to identify Huntsinger as his assailant, and a be-on-the-lookout was issued for his arrest. Huntsinger was located and arrested and booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon and attempted murder. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods appeared on Talk Shop on Friday and spoke about the integration of a new two-man squad unit that replaced the engine company that used to respond from the now-closed Station 4 on Myrtle Avenue. Woods said the squad is dispatched to medical calls, traffic accidents, and service calls, and that frees up the department's three engine companies and the ladder truck to fully respond to fires. Woods said that response times are very good, and that means a very good rating from the insurance service organization.
Ours came back as a 3, which on a scale of 10 is the lower number, the better you are. So in the city, we've maintained the 3, and in the district area, we've dropped down from a 4 to a 3, which is an improvement, which will mean an improvement in people's insurance rates for their fire insurance.
Woods also pointed out that the consolidation between the Humboldt Fire District and Eureka Fire has helped bring down costs as well.
Because we could pool our resources now, it's a direct reflection of not only saving dollars on the cost of the service, but also the cost of insurance that each of us pays, whether it's in our residence, commercial buildings, whether we're a renter. So it's an improvement, and we're pleased to see that.
One other thing Woods mentioned in passing, he will retire, effective January 29th of 2016. You can hear the entire interview with Chief Woods by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.